Hi, and thanks for listening in to the Desires Podcast. Let's talk about it. I want to start by saying elevation do require separation. And I know a lot of people stuck in their ways. They feel like they got it. They feel like I'm going to be with this person. I'm going to be around these people. They're my friends, whatever. Just understand that elevation requires separation. And it could be the smaller things. It could be the bigger things. But when you're elevating to another level, you have to understand that everybody can't go with you. I don't care how long you guys been around each other, what you did growing up. Everybody can't go to the next level with you. And a lot of times we fall short of that because we want to help everybody around us. And so we find ourselves not wanting to grow because we feel like we're leaving somebody behind. And please, please, please do not fall short of that. You have to make it first. How could you pull somebody up if you're not even up? Trust the process. Believe in you. Allow yourself to grow before you can pull somebody else up. And then, even with that, just know that everybody can't go with you. So just because you guys was best friend from kindergarten don't mean that your next level of elevation that you're taking your friend from kindergarten with you. It doesn't work like that. When you're trying to elevate in higher levels of your life, it's going to take a lot of separation, a lot of discipline, a lot of focusing on the right things and not allowing the wrong things to get in your spirit. And it's so serious. And let me be honest, it's hard, okay? You have to understand when you've been around people for so long, the first thing people say is, you think you are that, or who she thinks she is, or she. I remember when she used to, and that is like the biggest thing to hold people back. I don't care what I used to do. I'm no longer doing that. And be okay with telling people that. And when people always bring up your past, know that them ain't the people you need to be around. Because you're elevating. And when you elevate, it's going to take a separation. And that separation is going to be some of them people that you don't want to let go of. And sometimes you have to just really just pray about the people in your circle and pray about what you should be doing next, because it's really hard to let go of people you really love, people that you done grew a relationship with, and it will hold us back from our blessings. And I'm telling you guys the truth. I live it. I know. Just being concerned about others. And when you have a good heart, that's kind of how it goes. So it beats you down when it's time to elevate. When God begins to put you on higher levels, it'd be so hard because you got this big heart and you love everybody and you want everybody to make it because you're going to the next level. But baby, face it, everybody can go with you. And it's okay for people to say you think you are that. And it's okay for people to feel like you outgrown them. It's okay because you have to make it first. And once you make it, if you feel like, okay, let me go back and get my people, let me help my people, that's different. But please stop allowing yourself to fall short of your blessings because you feel like you're leaving people out when you elevate. You feel like, I don't love the hood no more because I done grew past the hood. And if I grow past the hood, then they gonna look at me like I'm an ops or look at me like I'm not important. No, that is not true. You can always grow past the hood and come back and help the hood. You can always not party and get high and get drunk as like everybody else and still hang and be around them people. So don't think that you dislike the people or you don't want to be around certain people. It's just that you have to put you first. And when you start allowing you to be first, then it's going to be easy for you to grow. It's going to be a little more easy for you to accept your next level and saying, I'm not leaving my people behind, but let me work on me. And then I'll be able to come show my people the ropes, you know. And then that's important because a lot of people will try to teach you something they read. But it's so important to make sure that you have all the knowledge and all the game of what you're trying to give to somebody else. And so when that elevation comes, embrace it, walk it. The journey is yours. And when it's time to look back, you'll be able to look back. But please stop thinking that you gotta take everybody the same time you go. Everybody's not gonna go with you. Everybody's not gonna clap for you. And we forget that because we're so kind-hearted and we so loving. And it's this thing that a lot of people deal with. And I don't think that some people have the heart to let go. Some people don't have the heart to walk past people and say, I'm now on another level. I love you, bro. I love you, sis. Like, and still be okay with that. Because it's not like you don't love them. You just outgrown situations. You just outgrown people. And be okay with outgrown people. Don't beat yourself up. I'm serious. Don't beat yourself up. Because you will do that. You will literally beat yourself up because guess what? You can't do what you used to do. And you love these people. But baby, on the next level, you could still love them. You could still be you. But stop allowing your environment and the people you outgrown to hold you back from your next level. And I know it's hard. But please stay prayed up. Please trust the process. And when it's time for people to come to that next level with you, they will. Everybody not coming with you. Everybody that started with you won't be on the side of you when you make it. And be okay with that. It's level sealed. Thanks for listening in to Desires Podcast.